If we don't wake up and the clocks don't stop, who'll be around to tell them about talking about nothing? Where you at? If we all wake up and the clocks all stop, then we'll be around to tell them about talking about something. Probably all tied up in the walk when we're talking about living. I could suggest a couple things for your mind. Moving on, singing songs, gathering in throngs, and keeping spirits strong for all the weak, the ones who need to feel the words to say.
Talk to them, tell them. In the year 2060, you and I will be 75 and robots with claws for hands and faces that look like toasters. A constant reminder of the days before the takeover, the ones we began cooking breakfast. Neither of us will have genitals. Ice cream will come in dot form, and everyone will listen to the techno that sounds like computers screaming. Except us. We will listen to Sam Cooke, even though he'll melt our gears from the moment he croons.
If you ever change your mind,
I will still peek at your behind, which will be shaped like a box. And when you catch me, I'll say something crafty like, "System overload." And you'll respond, "Baby, please, just use your normal voice." While other robots talk world domination, we'll reminisce about a time we had faults. Back when we'd kiss and our teeth would clink on certain occasions like champagne glasses, toasting our imperfections. We'll both miss the things that used to annoy us. I will miss beach traffic, the beauty of sitting someplace for hours with nothing to do but talk. And you will miss my snoring, which as the years go by, you will romanticize as sexy. You'll begin most sentences with, "Remember when?" And I will, every time. So when you ask me if I remember when I wrote you those silly love poems, I'll say yes. And when you ask me if I remember when turning each other on meant unfastening buttons instead of just pressing them, I'll say yes. And when you ask me if I remember when I couldn't dance, I'll say I have no idea what you're talking about. Resisting the urge to do the robot because it will be considered degrading. Instead, I'll wink if I still can and say, "Look, we both don't move like we used to. We move faster." But as much as I love my rocket pack, I'd give it up to be stuck bumper to bumper in that old coupe, barely moving but thankful just to be somewhere with you. And for a moment, I'll swear I see a real smile glimmering under all that chrome. Some days, we'll still take walks in the rain despite its high acidity and get lost on purpose just so we can remember what it feels like to be young again and human. And when we drag our dripping metal torsos back inside, you'll ask me to read you a poem and I'll say, "I'm a little rusty, but I'll give you my best," which is all I've ever tried to do. And then I'll lean forward and whisper into the receiver they use to replace your left ear. Sometimes I long for the days when we had hands to hold, back when the sky was still blue. But I will cherish the present for as long as I get to bring it on home to you.
But if we don't wake up and the clocks all stop, who'll be around to tell them about talking about nothing? But if we all wake up and the clocks all stop, then we'll be around to tell them about talking about something. Believe me. tied up in the walk when we're talking about living. I could suggest a couple of things for your mind. Souls of sanitation.